mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And also with you. Hello and welcome to our midweek communion service from St. Thomas's here in Bidbury Lane. It's good to be with you. We're gathered again this week, Emily and I, who's doing a placement with us at the moment, to worship our God along with you. So just a bit of news before we begin. Just to remind you that we are starting our Lent course, Discipleship Explored, this coming month. And so if you want to be part of that on a Wednesday, do get in touch with me. We're going to be doing those both during the day and in the evening. So get in touch with me if you'd like to be part of that. And other than that, I think if you just check your news sheet, you will also find that this coming Sunday, we are changing the way that we do our Sunday services online. So we're going to go live at 10 a.m. as usual from my living room, but it will be live, so you'll see all my mistakes that I make. And we'll go through our service together on Sunday with the usual readings and with the songs, but live. And then after about 10:45, for those of you that can and want to, we're going to gather on Zoom for a cup of tea and a chat before we go about the rest of our day. So do join me for that. Do join me and Susie. We'll be there on Sunday at 10 a.m. All the details about that will be on the website and also in your news sheet, which you'll get over the next few days. So look out for that as it comes into your email. But of course, what we're really here for today is to worship our God, to remember him as he commanded us in the communion service. And so before we begin, let's have a moment of silence. And we say together our prayer of preparation. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us pause for a moment as we reflect on our lives and come before a God who is keen to forgive us. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all, as we confess together. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. And so may Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We come to the Gloria, our worship to our Lord, as we say together, glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. We come now to the collect, the prayer of the week. In a moment I shall pray the collect, but before we do, a moment for you to be silent and to pray your own prayer of thanks to our Lord. Almighty God, whose Son revealed in signs and miracles the wonder of your saving presence, renew your people with your heavenly grace, and in all our weakness sustain us by your mighty power. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with us in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Now Emily is going to bring us our first reading.
This reading is taken from Exodus chapter 19, verses 2 to 8. At the new moon, after the Israelites had gone out of the land of Egypt, on that very day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. They had journeyed from Rephidim, entered the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. Israel camped there in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be treasured possessions of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the Israelites." So Moses came, summoned the elders of the people, and set before them all the words that the Lord had commanded him. The people all answered as one, "Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do." Moses reported the words of the people to the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. I shall be reading from Matthew 9, starting at verse 35, through to 10, 25, as we continue our exploration of the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you in your belts. No bag for the journey or extra shirt or sandals or a staff. For the worker is worth his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, search there for some worthy person and stay at their house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. Truly I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. Be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and will be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what they say or how they say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be speaking. Will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. Truly, I tell you, you will not finish going through the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for students to be like their teachers and servants like their masters. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebul, how much more the members of the household? This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Well, I'm not going to go too much in depth. That was a long passage, wasn't it? I'm not going to go too much in depth to that because there's a fantastic sermon from Polly on the website. If you go back to where you started this video, there'll be a link there to Polly's sermon. I recommend that you listen to that. But also, why don't you take a moment to read through that later on yourself? There's so much in there. And don't forget, the Holy Spirit can speak to you as well. There is so much going on there. I wouldn't know where to start right. So I'm glad that we've got Polly's sermon and the Holy Spirit to guide us as we go. And he can speak to you as well. So before we continue into our communion service, we now turn to our creed. And we announce together, we proclaim together the things that we believe as followers of Jesus. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now Emily is going to lead us in our prayers.
Brothers and sisters in God's family, let us pray for the church and for the world. And let us thank God for his goodness and his many gifts. God, our Father, we remember before you the kaleidoscope of people we call the church, the busy rector of whom everyone expects everything, but most of all needs time to reflect and pray. Those who help organise our church and have so much to think about on Sunday mornings that they scarcely have time for their own worship. The loyal, messy church leaders who need ideas, patience, and a sense of humour, and occasional thanks. The older person struggling at home, waiting for a vaccine. The people sitting or kneeling, praying with us online to you. May your blessing reach each one. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
God, our Father, we remember before you the world's great needs and its unnoticed sorrows. The countries where some are intoxicated with war, but most are desperately weary of it. The countries where a silent slaughter is happening while the world's gaze has moved on. The countries of Central Africa where the great swatches of the population have been wiped out by AIDS. The countries in deep need where children die for want of clean water and a spoonful of sugar. May your blessing rest on each nation and its people. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
God, our Father, we remember before you our families, friends, and communities where we live. The person who has a special problem to deal with. A friend who we have neglected for too long. A neighbour who has always looked so burdened and anxious. Those who are lonely at this time of COVID. May your blessing rest on each person and place to renew and transform them. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
God, our Father, we remember before you individuals in need of hope, and we name them silently in your presence. On our heart is someone in hospital or ill at home. On our heart is someone suffering from depression or confusion. On our heart is someone suffering from the multiple problems of old age. On our heart is also the memory of a Lord who loved and healed and saved. May your blessing rest on each person we have named. Lord, hear us.
Lord,
graciously hear us. God, our Father, we remember before you those who have died. A close relation who we still miss. A friend whose early death will always sadden us. The people in the news who have died tragically this week. The child in a distant land, unknown to us, but known and loved by you. And today, particularly, we remember David, John, and Abigail. Be with their families as they mourn their loss. Grant us with all those who have known you in their hearts and share in your eternal kingdom. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you very much, Emily. Thank you for joining me this morning as we share communion together. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. And as you reflect on those that you would normally worship with and share the peace with, do lift them to God as you enjoy and reflect on this hymn. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. And so, Father, call into mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking to his coming glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup. And we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. So friends, draw near with faith and receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith, with thanksgiving. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us, and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen. I receive the body of Christ, who died for all of us. For all of us, I receive the blood of Christ, shed for you and I. Just take a moment before we say our prayer of thanks to just reflect on all the gifts that we receive from God, and then we can thank Him for all of them. And so we say our prayer of thanks together. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Died and lived, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so that we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And so the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Lord, your Son, and